UFO News, the 21st of September 2022. Sometimes people say things which make no sense to me, but I am only speaking for myself. Recently a statement was made by a US congressman which I felt this way about. It had nothing to do with politics. He said something to the effect soon planes and UFOs would be crashing. Why would he say that? Will UFOs suddenly get an urge to crash into our aircraft? I really don't think crashing into us is a serious problem, but I do think the games some of them play of chicken with our craft definitely is a problem. A photo of a UFO was released which some experts claim to be the best UFO photo ever taken. For this one time I am reversing the policy of this site on not giving an outside live link. To see the link, go to the written article. It is not often we ever see a clothes up and clear photo of a UFO, also known as a UAP. As far as being the best photo of a UFO, there are a couple more which were taken that are just as good, but there is no denying this is an incredible photo, and since it was hidden so long, the powers that be must have thought it was surely genuine. A fighter pilot who was engaged with a UFO said he was trying to track it with the help of radar, and the radar being used could show if it was being jammed. He claimed the UFO was jamming it and said if the radar is jammed, it is an act of war. While this might be technically true, would aliens let themselves be subject to our rules? I don't think so. The bottom line is at that point they are not declaring war on us, because if they were, believe me, we would know it, because all our planes would have been blown out of the sky. As far as radar jamming being an act of war, a Russian plane, a while back, flew over one of our ships and jammed all the communications and the radar, and this was not declared an act of war. We are in a pickle and have been for quite a few years now. We really don't want to shoot at any UFOs, and we know what happens if we do, and it isn't pretty. On the other hand, the UFOs usually do not show any overt actions against us, with the exception of the occasional one getting too close to our planes. We don't have the ability to chase them away, so this leaves us with the question, what do we do? You would think being in this no-win situation, we might try and negotiate with the aliens. Perhaps we already did, according to some stories, and maybe things didn't work out. I have heard some different stories on this subject which counter each other. One says we met and the aliens wanted us to give up our nukes and we declined. Another said we met and the aliens requested the government to hold off telling the public because we were not ready, and another story states we met and are engaged in joint projects and we allow aliens to abduct us for testing in return for bringing us back and technology. Who can tell what is the truth? A fascinating entry was found in a 1746 entry in the Royal Society Journal in England. The entry had to do with a UFO sighting. A doctor had reported sighting a UFO in 1742, 4 years earlier. It was said to be flying over London. It is always interesting to hear about UFO sightings which took place before we had any aircraft. The doctor said the object was moving slowly over St. James Park and he saw it while walking home. It is said he sketched it. I wish I could have seen that sketch. One of the mysteries which may or may not be related to UFOs are small orbs of light. Sometimes they fly only a few feet off the ground and have even been known to enter a home. Could it be they are piloted by very small aliens, or are they something utterly different than a UFO? Two small orbs of light were seen flying through a yard in Palm Coast, Florida. These small orbs may or may not be the same the pilots in World War II saw and named Foo Fighters. Some people think they are the result of some natural cause like bald lightning. Naturally, some states experience more UFO sightings than others, and it all depends how you measure the sightings. For instance, some believe we should count the number of incidents, while others think it should be figured by the number of sightings per amount of population. I think it should be counted both ways. Arizona is ranked 6th in the total number of sightings at 4,604. California at 15,072. North Dakota has the fewest with 264. Can we learn something from these figures? Perhaps North Dakota has the fewest sites of interest to extraterrestrials and we should compare it to California and by doing that learn more about what aliens are most interested in. Some UFO investigators believe NASA is now on board with the idea at least some UFOs are extraterrestrial. They cite the idea of NASA announcing the fact they are going to investigate UFOs. Others think they were always interested and only announced the investigation because it seems the government is now taking UFOs seriously. UFO investigators are claiming they have a video of a UFO flying over the home of Vladimir Putin. The UFO is said to be a triangular craft. The sighting was made in St. Petersburg, Russia. There is a bizarre conspiracy involving Putin which states he is immortal, and photos have been posted of a soldier from 1920, 1941 and 2015 which seem to look like him. I believe if one goes through enough photos you are bound to find people who look like a person from today. Just a note about the triangular UFO, some believe this is a secret American craft. A man in the United Kingdom, who was a doctor, saw two UFOs flying over his home. The glowing circles were seen over Harbour on Birmingham, England. The sighting occurred on the 24th of July 2022. As he watched, he saw one moving and the other spinning faster and then flying away at high speed. NASA has called for a discussion about what we would do if we find life in space. Do they know something already? NASA says we have to be ready because so many scientific groups are looking for extraterrestrial life. I think they have a good point.